Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Program is for you. Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she is a member of our Brain Trust, and we could not do without her. Beverly, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
It's good to have you with us, and she has brought along a friend of hers. His name is Chuck Gegney. He's the president of Safety Compliance Incorporated out of Maryland, and he is a home-based business person, a real-life, actual home-based business person, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure
it's good to
be
have
here.
You. It's good to have you with us. And Beverly, As you know, I'm in North Carolina right now.
Right.
And I've been over here talking to the North Carolina Business Incubators Association. Had a great visit with them, and they actually all stayed seated and didn't leave the room when I did my speech. And,
wow.
And they were very nice. Well, now, you didn't have to say wow. You didn't have to make it sound like it was that big of a deal. But I appreciate them. Nobody nodded off. I won't let them nod off. I scream and shout and jump up and down and all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to tell you something that's kind of neat. I'm broadcasting today from the home of a friend of mine,
uh-huh.
Larry King. Larry King is a professor at NC State, and outside in his yard, there are two little rabbits hopping around. Of course, there are a lot of little birds, but there are two little rabbits hopping around, and he has an apple tree in his yard,
mm-hmm.
and they're out there eating these green apples that have fallen off the tree.
Nature at its best.
I wanted my audience to get the picture of the beautiful, serene surroundings that I'm in today. So if I sound like I'm a little bit more laid back today than normal, now you know why.
Well, Jim, you know, I have the pleasure of that kind of scenery every time I do the show with you, every morning that I come into my office.
And why is that, Beverly?
Because I'm a home-based business person. I've got a 30-second commute to my wonderful office that looks out over a wooded lot, and the birds come to the feeder in the morning, and I can sit here and enjoy nature at its best.
Ladies and gentlemen, Beverly Williams, the master of Segway. Chuck, let's get down to talking about you. Tell us a little bit about Safety Compliance Incorporated.
Well, Safety Compliance is in the business of keeping people in compliance with the regulations of the Department of Transportation, of the Department of Labor, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and the Environmental Protection Agency. It came into being because, frankly, my job was, I was downsized from a job with a major truck leasing company that's based in Miami. And
I know what that feels like, by the way.
Yes, and we were invited to participate in a cutback. And I must say that although that came as quite a shock, I was, 57 years old when that happened, and certainly not planning at that stage of my life to start anything over in innovative, but you play the cards you dealt. They were instrumental in helping us, helping me greatly with getting situated and what have you. And the bottom line, Jim, is that my wife and I sat down and I made up the traditional resumes and sent out about 400 copies.
Mm-hmm.
Got four interviews out of it, and the highest offer resulting from those interviews was about $18,000 less than what I was making.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife said, look, let's start our own business. And I questioned her sanity, as I sometimes do.
Men have a tendency to do that. My husband did the same thing to me.
And, who would pay to listen to me? And she said, very simply, Chuck, they've been doing that all your life.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go find somebody who's willing to listen.
Sound like a smart lady to me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I did. And I went and I talked to 40 clients, major clients of that I was doing business with as a safety director for this truck leasing company. And of the 40, I explained to them what I was about to consider, and would they, because I knew they would tell me the truth,
mm-hmm.
lay it on the line as to how that would sound to them. Would they do business with somebody who was crazy enough to try this? And one person told me no. 39 of the 40 encouraged me to do it, and
wow.
Consequently, we went ahead to do it.
How about that? Hey, I want to hear more about this. It actually sounds a lot like my story, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, it's 29 after the hour. The lovely and talented Beverly Williams, president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, is our special guest and my co-host this hour, and she's brought along a friend, Chuck Gigney of Safety Compliance Incorporated out of Maryland. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We are back. It's 33 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I appreciate your business. It is 33 after. I think I may have said that. Beverly Williams, the lovely and talented Beverly Williams, who's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. And this hour, she's my co-host. And Beverly has brought with her a new friend. His name is Chuck Gigner, and he's the president of Safety Compliance Incorporated. And we're talking about his home-based business because that's what it is. And Chuck, you were talking a minute ago about how you came to have this small business and basically was out of necessity more than anything, which and as you were telling your story about being downsized and about what you did to respond to it, the only thing that I did differently than you was I didn't send out a bunch of resumes because I had done that. I did that the time before that I was downsized. This was my second time to be downsized. I thought about it for 5 minutes and I sat down and I designed a business card for my new home-based business. And I cut it up. They didn't have the perforated kind in those days, and so I literally printed them out on the printer and cut them up with scissors and cut them into nice little business card size. And I literally went around to my marketplace and called on people and told them what I was going to be doing. And just like you, I got about a 39-to-1 ratio of people who said go for it.
Yes, and apparently a lot more people had confidence in me than I did when I considered this undertaking.
And you know what, Chuck? Let me tell you one thing real quick that I really thought was interesting, and I don't know if you experienced this. They were excited for me, and Beverly, it was almost like they were living vicariously through me at that moment. And you know what else? They took some responsibility for me, so to speak. They actually either gave me business. And these people aren't in the business to give things away. They had things for me to do, and or they referred me to people, and they actually took a little bit of ownership in my success, and they were excited about that.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I think I shared that story before, that all of my work started out as volunteer work for people who I knew, and they were excited, as you said, and they went out and found business for me because, like you said, they get involved in what you're doing. They're so excited.
And you know, Chuck, 10 years later, some of those same people are still referring people to me. It's almost like they feel like I'm one of their children, you know.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, how many of those 39 or 40 people actually then began doing business with you?
Three. And in that case, frankly, I had a moral issue where they were still obligated to the truck leasing company.
Mm-hmm.
They were under lease to them. They were leasing their trucks from them and what have you. And the truck leasing company was undecided how it would handle its safety function.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't want to go out and pirate. After all, I was still on their severance payroll. They were kind enough to pay me for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my big insurance policy. I knew that I had a little bit of time to find out whether or not this thing would go.
Right.
So I felt I had a moral obligation not to go in and pirate their accounts. In the meantime, I got hold of an association that we belonged to, the Maryland Motor Truck Association, sat down and talked to those folks and said, look, I can do your membership a lot of good. And they became friendly. They became interested in us. We were members. And then they had referred business to us and what have you. I have a great story to tell you. The second month that we were in business, and we were getting all this marketing thing going and what have you, our company made a total whopping $11 revenue for the second month we were in business.
Boy, that sounds familiar too, Chuck. My first month, I actually did a little better than that. The first month, I made $150.
Yep.
And I remind people that wasn't profit; that was just revenue.
Right.
That's right. That's revenue. $11 for the month, and I still had that check. I called the people. He called the people who issued it and said, look, please, stop payment on it, do whatever. I'll even pay the stop payment fee. It will never be cashed, and it's sitting on my wall.
Hey, Chuck, I wanted to do that. I really did. I really remember thinking about that. But guess what? I didn't have a year's severance. I needed the $150.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And, so I spent it.
And frankly, in retrospect, there are days today when I could use the $11.
on Friday when you're making payroll, right?
That's right.
How many employees do you have, Chuck?
We have full-time employees, one. We had...
Besides yourself?
I'm sorry, yes.
Besides yourself?
One beside me.
Okay.
And we went the route of hiring... bear in mind, I told you I was 57 when this happened. So we went the route of senior citizens, and we found an organization called 40 Plus in Washington, D.C. We also have the advantage of being 15 miles away from the nation's capital. And these folks are all retired from or are senior in age. It has been our experience that you have never met people who are more willing to make a serious contribution to your business. And frankly, in many cases, you're just supplementing retirement checks or what have you.
Right.
And that became our way of recruiting. We use telemarketers who are senior citizens. As a matter of fact, we just hired for another entity that we just began, a senior citizen here in Laurel who is 71 going on about 28.
Chuck, stand by. We got to take a We're gonna take a break. Beverly, hang on.
Yep.
Folks, it's 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and I'm on the road again. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us. Welcome back, heroes. It's 44 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Beverly Williams is the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she is our special guest. And my co-host this hour, she's brought along a friend. His name is Chuck Gegner. He's the president of Safety Compliance Incorporated. And Beverly, before we go any further, I'd like for you to give us your website and phone number, please.
Well, thank
this
you.
Is
I'd be
for
happy
the
to do
AAHBB.
That. Our website is www.aahbb.org. And the number is 1-800-447-9710.
If you are a home-based business person, if you would like to learn more about becoming a home-based business person, if it is your dream in life to be able to operate your business, a small business out of your home, $30 a year for 365 days, for $30, you can become a member of the AAHBB. You get all the benefits, which you can find what those are at her website, at the AAHBB's website.
Right.
And it doesn't cost anything to go to the website, by the way, folks. You can do that for free. And you can listen to Beverly once a week or so joining me to talk about home-based businesses for free. And that's just the kind of lady she is. And I'll tell you, folks, it's a great organization, and I recommend them to you. Beverly, you're the co-host this hour. Earn your money. Talk to us.
Well, I would love to hear some more, Chuck, about your hiring senior citizens. How has that worked out for you? I know you said they're hard workers, but tell us some more about that.
Okay. Well, when we needed people, we simply didn't have the resources to go out and hire a sales and enforcement force and consultants and what have you. So we did two things. First of all, the telemarketing force or the marketing force, the people who handled our sales, we had the good fortune of hiring two lower body disabled people who operate from their home. They are in wheelchairs, and we gave them a prospect list that incidentally we got from the Federal Printing Office.
Mm-hmm.
And we set them up with a telephone that they already had. We took over their long distance telephone bill, installed an 800 number, and asked them to go to work for us on a commission basis, which they did. And I am proud and embarrassed at the excellent job that those folks do for us.
Why embarrassed?
Well, because I say embarrassed. It's giving them an opportunity, but I wish that they were able to, if they didn't have these disabilities, I would probably have wound up working for them.
Mm.
They're just wonderful people, and they each, there are two of them, and they were each very hesitant about going to work for us because it might interfere with their subsidies and what have you.
Right.
And the theory was, okay, let's see what we can do. We know that you can earn X number of dollars and still remain on your subsidies. Let's see how it works out. Last year, the lady who was most hesitant about going to work for us has been with us for about 6 years, and I hope she'll forgive me if I tell you that last year she made just under $40,000.
Wow.
And I am just proud of that, and I am so proud of her.
That's wonderful.
Well, Chuck, I'll tell you, Beverly, I just want to say that, Chuck, I'm proud of you.
Absolutely.
Because I'll tell you what, Nat, right now, think of what you meant to you mean to that woman and her family, and
correct.
And just because you had the courage to start your small business, and I want to say this, I don't think I've said this yet, Beverly, but I want to say, Chuck, I meant to do it earlier, but you're one of my heroes, and I really admire you for what you've done.
Well, thank you, Jim. The other thing that we did was go out and find people who have retired from this plus 40 or 40 plus, and in addition to that, we went to the Maryland State Police and asked for some of their retirees, their names and what have you, and they were kind enough to have some of those people call us. These people had been enforcing truck safety in the state of Maryland, and we did the same thing in Virginia.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
And we asked them simply, would you consider subsidizing your retirement by working for us on an as-needed basis? And we worked out a commission schedule, and frankly, we're not a greedy company. We pay 40% of the revenue as their commissions. If they're not happy with what they're making, they're not
happy with me. That's pretty darn generous.
Yep.
Certainly
40%,
is.
It's also an investment, Jim, because if these people aren't happy with what they're making, they're not happy with us, and somebody else is going to pay them whatever they need.
I didn't say it was too much. I'm just saying it's more than typically commission salespeople make.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. But
you know, one of the things I want to say, well, I like that attitude, and that's the right attitude.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth, Jim. That is exactly the attitude that I think more businesses need, and they wouldn't have trouble keeping employees.
In addition to that, we found a retiree from OSHA, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and he pretty well got us into that business. At a reunion, I met a fellow who flew for the Marine Corps, who went to work for the FAA and retired. After he got out of the Marine Corps, he retired from the FAA, and then we hired him. He began generating debt on the business.
Chuck, let me interrupt you. I've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back with Beverly Williams and Chuck Yegner, and we're going to talk about pricing his product when we come back. We're going to get Chuck to talk to us about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission motor running. Head out on the highway.
All right, we're back. And Beverly Williams, born to be wild. President and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business. She's our special guest and my co-host this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, but you already knew that, didn't you? And our other guest is Beverly's friend and my new friend, Chuck Yegner, the president of Safety Compliance Incorporated. And we've been talking about his home-based business that he started after he was downsized, after being a loyal employee for several years. And, you know, one of the things that you were talking about a minute ago, Chuck, was about hiring some of the disabled people. You know, Beverly, I was thinking, what a great thing the virtual marketplace is becoming for disabled people.
Yes.
You know, I hadn't thought a lot about that until fairly recently, how much the advent of the virtual marketplace is giving those people new opportunities. They're not seen as being odd anymore if they say, can I work from home? It's actually becoming more of the norm now, isn't it?
That's absolutely
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
And not just as their own contractor, but as a telecommuter.
Yeah, and one of the difficulties for a lot of employers, particularly non-home-based, is the trust level that people are actually going to do the work in their home, whether they're disabled or not. And, Chuck, I think you probably had a higher trust level because you were home-based and you knew you were working hard, and
well,
they probably would, too.
That's true, and very frankly, they are on a commission basis, and results come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have the distinct pleasure of liking the people that work with me.
Congratulations. And, you know, you were talking about the commission, Chuck, a minute ago. They eat what they kill, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Before we go, and I apologize for interrupting you, I want to get back to the pricing for a second.
Okay.
Quickly, we just got a minute or so, a minute and a half. Talk to us about how you decided to price your product.
Well, frankly, on our very first job, I had no idea of what to charge people. And this happened to be a Baltimore trucking company that needed help, and we had to go in and assess their needs and what have you, and then perform and get them in shape. And we really didn't know what to charge them, so I came up with what I considered to be an absurd figure, and a figure that, you know, was certainly more than I was ever hopeful of getting. And the man agreed, and that became the standard. And that was just a wild shot in the dark. Then I went out and got smart and bought a book about how to establish rates of charge and fees and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And that came as a part of a complete guide to consulting success by...
All right. Now, that was for consulting. Was that for your industry?
Yes, complete guide to consulting, which is... consulting is our industry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that went into all of the facets of how to build fees, and it took into some things that surprised me. All of our overheads, a contribution, whatever the IRS would allow to contribute to things like utilities, and of course in those days there was a prohibition against charging rent for home offices and what have you. But there are things like subscription fees to magazines. And
I bet, Chuck, and I'm going to have to stop you because we're coming up on the end of the hour, I bet when you checked all that out, you realized that what you had charged that guy was not an absurd rate.
Exactly. In fact, it wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on to assume that if we could bill 10 of 21 working days, we could wind up in the black every month.
And that's the thing that people who do what you do have to learn, otherwise they don't make it. And guys, I'm going to have to wrap it up for this hour. Beverly Williams with AAHBB, thank you. Chuck Gigner, thank you very much for joining us. You guys were great.
Always.
Thank you, Jim.
I'll see you later. Got to wrap it up for this hour, folks. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes like Chuck Gigner. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program... is for you. Beverly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.